Hello, and welcome to Nothing Ever Happens in Canada. But we know this is simply not true. This is a Canadian podcast about the myths, legends, and just good old stories Canada has to tell. I'm Canadian Girl. Thank you so much for being here today. We're back at the Great Lakes, where we've been a lot this month. And we're about to go on another dive, this time in Lake Michigan. Today's dive starts at a very top secret location. You may talk about what you see today. You may take pictures. But you may never reveal this location to anyone. It has to remain a hidden gem. Meet Dr. Mark Hawley, an underwater archaeologist professor at the University of Michigan. He was out one afternoon in 2007 with a few others looking for shipwrecks when the team noticed a very strange set of markings on the scans they had just taken of the lake floor. Found just 40 feet or 12 meters in a top secret bay in Lake Michigan, the stones are believed to be anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000 years old. When there was no Lake Michigan at all, the lake bed was all dried up. The formation has received much attention from the media, and she is often referred to as the Stonehenge of the Great Lakes, or Lake Michigan's Stonehenge. Dr. Hawley claims the media frenzy has made people believe that there are these huge boulders at the bottom of Lake Michigan, built just like Stonehenge, when in fact, this is not the case. The stones are actually pretty small and form a long line that leads to a circle or a hexagon, some say. They are evenly spread out at about 293 feet or 89 meters long. Many argue they would not have formed naturally in this way. There is also a rock that was found that looks like it has a mastodon that has been carved into it. It is 3.5 feet high or 5 feet long. You can see some pictures and a couple of great short videos I've included in the links below. So who put the rocks there and what are they for? The indigenous say they were placed there by their ancestors as markers of a sacred place that should not be forgotten. Many believe rather than a Stonehenge, as they are claimed to be in the headlines, they are in fact a caribou drive lane used by hunters for centuries. In the Discovery UK video that I've included in the links below, it explains and shows an actual active one still used today in Canada. Caribou drive line is a line of stones over a mile or so that leads to a circle at the end, just like what the Lost Lemon miners have found. Similar structures have also been found in England, France, and closer to home in Lake Huron. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'll meet you back here when we found another hidden gem. I'm Canadian Girl.